Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 21, 2024, Thursday, of the fifth week of Lent. It is taken from John, chapter 8, verses 51 to 59. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." And so the Jews said to him, "Now, we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never see death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? Or the prophets, who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the gospel today. God asked Abraham in the book of Genesis to offer his son Isaac. And when he was about to strike him, God stopped him, to the great consolation of Abraham. And right there and then, out of nowhere, he saw a lamb that was shrouded with thorns. He took it and placed it on the offering pyre. He killed the lamb and offered it to God. Again, we have to take note, it was the lamb shrouded with thorns. This will be an allusion to that lamb that was crucified and died on the cross in Calvary. Jesus was referring to this when he said, "Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." But that aside, all the law and the prophets were alluding to Jesus. And when he says, "Whoever keeps my word will never taste death," he was referring not to the physical death, but to the death of being separated from God. Because although Abraham Moses, Elijah, and all the people, figures of the Old Testament, died, they did not. They were and are alive. And you will see that in the Transfiguration. The apostles saw Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus in Mount Tabor. They were alive because they were with God. A Christian, therefore, who keeps the Word of God and does it, will not taste death, which is to say, will not taste separating from God. They will end up in the bosom of Abraham. They will end up possessing the inheritance that was promised to them.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.